Now, as listeners might be aware, we're calling this Roger Bannister Day. It's 60 years since Roger Bannister did his sub-4-minute mile. And, well, in the studio, in a couple of minutes, because we've been tweeting around the nation, and we've got a group of Roger Bannisters. Well, we're able to talk to two of them right now. And very pleased to welcome, first of all, onto the line, of course, he's called Roger Bannister, and he's from Manchester, and we set ourselves a challenge to see how many Roger Bannisters we can actually talk to in 4 minutes. Hello, Roger.
Hello there.
Hello. Tell me, you're Roger Bannister. So you're called Roger Bannister. How are you? Yeah. Why are you called Roger Bannister?
Well, I was born 2 years before Roger Bannister did the 4 minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
But my father was a keen athletics fan, and he had his you know, he's following Roger Bannister's progress in his earlier years as a runner.
Yes.
And I'm one of a pair of identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
And names were sought, and my dad threw Roger into the ring, and I've had Roger Bannister ever since.
Wow, what a fantastic story. And are you a runner yourself?
No, not at all. It's a bit ironic for Dad, no longer with us, but he had three sons. He was very athletic in his youth.
Uh-huh.
None of his three sons were.
Oh, dear. And if you did run a mile, how long do you think it would take you?
Well, you've asked me on the wrong day.
Okay, go on.
All weekend and today with an attack of gout.
Oh, dear.
Right,
that's
now,
a shame.
I've been lucky if I did it in 4 hours, never mind 4 minutes.
But you'd have a go, wouldn't you? Just like Roger Bannister did all those years ago.
I would have a go, yeah.
That's great. I was going to ask you what your favourite colour was as well, but that's totally irrelevant information, really. But do you know quite a lot about Roger Bannister? Because he went on to be a neurologist, didn't he?
Yeah, he went on to be a neurologist.
Yeah.
He was always sort of a feature of my life. You know, every time you introduce yourself, people ask, you know, are you ready to see Roger Bannister? Are you the one? So I've sort of followed him, and I know he's recently done his autobiography, which I tend to get. He's recently announced, sadly, that he's suffering from Parkinson's.
That's right, yeah.
So I've sort of kept a weathered eye on my namesake's progress, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you ever so much for coming on the programme. We're going to introduce another Roger Bannister. Stay with us, Roger, whilst we do that, because that'd be nice to have two Roger Bannisters talking together. And Roger Bannister from Leicester. Hello, good afternoon. And you are Assistant Chief Constable of Leicester Police.
I am, yes.
Thank you for coming on the programme. You must be very busy. And how come you are named Roger Bannister?
Well, I was born 14 years after the event in 1968,
uh-huh.
So quickly working out how old I am. And, I think my parents probably just had a really good sense of humour.
Very good.
And
are you a runner?
I am a bit of a runner. I hasten to add, it goes without saying, nothing like Sir Roger, but yeah, I sort of jog my way around the odd 10K, and I've done a half marathon, and
good. And you've been running today, I gather.
I have, yes. I've been I was invited only about a sort of week or so ago to join 59 other people and run a mile sometime today. So I've been to Loughborough University, very kindly said I could run around their athletics track, so I did just that.
Did you? One of my co-presenters here asked you if you're a snooker fan as well.
Snooker, football, rugby, yeah.
Well, particular because of the events in Sheffield yesterday evening, Roger.
Yes, okay.
Which I think has significance for the good people of Leicester, doesn't it?
Okay.
It does.
Well, whilst I've got both Roger Bannisters on the line, I'd just like to ask you, perhaps I'll ask the Manchester person first, the Manchester Roger, what's it like being Roger Bannister?
I've always quite liked it.
Good. I think that's a very good answer.
There's a notoriety attached to it.
Yes, absolutely. And what about our Roger Bannister in Leicester? Have you enjoyed?
Yeah,
do you enjoy? Yeah,
loved it. Great. I just think it's funny that everybody always makes a joke
whenever
they hear the name, and of course they always think it's the you know, you're the first time that you've heard it. But no, it's great.
That's great. Thank you ever so much for being on the show.
Would you like to say hello to each other, Roger?
Yes, hello, Roger.
Hello, Roger. This is the first time I've met another Roger Bannister in my life.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, we've put you in touch.
Wonderful.
Hey, and maybe that's fantastic. Maybe other Roger Bannisters from all over the country can get in touch with one another, as you two have today on our BCB radio programme. Very pleased that you came on today.
So we've just run over 4 minutes, so we've only managed to interview two Roger Bannisters in 4 minutes.
We haven't done as well as
actually,
the
Actually, we're
Roger
not going to get in the Guinness Book of Records.
No.
Norris McWhirter, you can leave the room now.
Okay.
He's going to go and find someone else who can get in his record book.
Well,
but thanks for trying, guys.
Yeah, well, before we go, thank you, Roger Bannister in Manchester. Thank you very much, Roger Bannister in Leicester. And all the Roger Bannisters who've been in touch with the programme who wanted to come on. We've not been able to squeeze you in. We're going to have Kate Bush now with Running Up That Hill. Thank you.
Do you wanna feel how it feels?
You're listening to BCB